is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will start out by going to the email box here tonight. Again, call in about whatever's on your mind. Denny emails in. He says, guys, I've been listening to your broadcast for about 3 months now via podcast. I applaud you and your co-hosts. First of all, your integrity is enlightening in today's day and age. But I have to admit, the clearer it becomes to me on how much liberty we've lost, the more depressed I'm becoming. I'm 34. I work out 5 to 6 days a week. I'm a single parent raising a 14-year-old girl, a part-time student at our local community college, and I'm a glasses-half-full guy, meaning he's positive, or at least tries to be. He says, having said that, as positive as I try to be, the fact that our government has robbed us since day one and continues to just gets me down. I keep hearing the scene from V for Vendetta, where the character V is speaking to the public and says, if you want to know who's responsible for your loss of liberty, you need only look into a mirror. After 9/11, I was all for attacking who was responsible for the attacks. I remember...
I've got to say that I was, too. I would attack Canada if they would have said that that's where we needed to go. If somebody would have said that the terrorists from 9/11 were from Kansas, I would have said, let's roll the tanks in. We're blowing those people in Kansas up.
I remember President Bush speaking of how America can protect itself better by giving up some of our freedoms, and I was all for it. Little did I know what freedoms you would have to give up. Now I feel like all is lost and the worst is yet to come. I voted for Ron Paul during the Illinois primary and understand that united we can push for change, but will it happen? I stand as a leader and not as a follower, but I feel like the rest of America is intent on just following the system, which is the root of my depression. Do you have any advice on how I can not let this situation get to me so much? I like the Free State Project idea, but I'm not able to commit for a while yet. Your suggestions would be appreciated. From Denny.
Well, I do feel this way, too. I know
how... Frustrated?
Yeah, you're frustrated. And, you know, that frustration can lead to depression. One thing you need to look at is...
You can always take up drinking.
What are you talking about?
That's not a good idea.
No, don't take up drinking. You know, when you look at the Heritage Foundation's list of economically free countries,
yeah.
And you look at those things, you'll find the United States, I believe we've moved up to 8th. That's what I heard. We were as far down as 13, I believe it was 2006. But
we haven't been number one, I don't think, ever. At least not in the last several years.
I don't know that we were the most economically free. But
what was your point with that?
You know, you look at it and you realize we do have a great deal of our freedoms. And, you know, the simple fact is the government is going to fail. That much you can be sure of.
Yeah, you can count on that.
Simply, every government's failed throughout history. Now, you know, I guess you can look at the Empire of Great Britain, who in the early part of the century was very imperialistic and now isn't. So they've sort of shrank. But things are definitely going to change. And all you can do is be a stand for liberty and try not to let it get to you, I guess is my best piece of advice.
Well, obviously he's already aware of the Free State Project, mm-hmm. which we tout as the best solution. And I asked on the air again last night, please, if you've got a better idea than the Free State Project, the phone lines are always open here. We'd love to hear about it.
But yeah, I mean, obviously we adopted the Free State Project as our solution to the problem of liberty in our lifetimes. We just didn't have another one. We adopted it, and we're looking for other solutions.
The Free State Project, in case you don't know, is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals from all around the country and around the world, in fact, all moving to the same place in order to be activists for liberty. Now, Denny says he's not yet ready to commit to the Free State Project, but that's okay. There are still some things that are tangential.
It's not a statement of commitment. It's a statement of intent.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like I think there's a step that's slightly below commitment.
Mm-hmm.
With intent, you know?
That's a good point.
And so I think that
It's my intention to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
To commit to move to the Free State Project is kind of different. You don't live in the world where 20,000 liberty-loving individuals have committed to move to the Free State. You don't live there because it hasn't happened.
Right, only 8,000 plus.
Yeah, 8,500, something like that. Somewhere in there have committed. So you don't live in the world where 20,000. You don't know what that world's like. All you can say is, I would move to the Free State, to New Hampshire if 20,000 liberty-loving individuals chose to move there, and I'd do it within 5 years. And that's an intent, and I don't think it's quite, it's less than a whim. It's more than a whim and less than a commitment.
I like that. I like how you're pointing that out, because, creating an intention for yourself to do something into the future will, at the very least, put you on the right track, maybe to actually become committed at some point.
And an intention is something that you can sort of change along the way.
If necessary.
And grow into and all those kind of things. So for the people that say, I can't commit to something that's that big, I'm not really asking you to commit to anything. You don't live in the world where 20,000 liberty-loving individuals. You don't know what that's like. You don't know how you would feel in that world. So go to the Free State Project go to the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org and sign the statement of intent.
That's a great point. And I might suggest also visiting Porkfest or the Liberty Forum, which are the two yearly events the Free State Project has created, to give you a taste of what it might be like. I mean, as you're saying, Mark, we don't know what it's like to have 20,000 liberty lovers in the same place or in the same state being active for liberty, but we do know what it's like to have a few hundred of them hanging out at the same campground. And that's going to be happening this summer. You can go to porkfest.com to get more information about that. But basically the idea is these activists, many of them are coming to New Hampshire. Many of them already here in New Hampshire. They're coming to visit, bringing their families up, touring around the state, getting involved in some activities like shooting events. And I think they're going to have snorkeling and all kinds of different things going on. I mean,
where are they going to snorkel in New Hampshire?
There are lakes here,
Lake
I guess.
Lake Wissahickon?
I don't know.
What are you going to look at? Little brown fish and some seaweed?
Mark, try not to beat the event down here. We're trying to make it sound interesting.
Believe me, Porkfest is great.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed myself. And I intend to... Here's how much I enjoyed myself. I went for one day last year, and I intend to go for 3 days this year.
It is a good time.
So if anybody doesn't think that it's a good time, then you can, take it from me. I'm not the party animal sort either. It's just a lot of nice people there.
Yeah,
How often do you go to an event like this and get to meet so many people that want to talk to you about, some of the subjects that are important to you, like liberty?
Right. You don't have to win them over. You don't have to convert them to liberty. They're already there. And so to be surrounded with like-minded people, people who might be feeling the same way as you are, Denny, and those of you listening, it's an amazing feeling. It's an incredible experience, and the group of activists that we're talking about here is really the cream of the crop and the best of the best. So you'll get to meet a lot of the people that you hear call into this show. Of course, we're going to be there broadcasting live as well, and so I recommend that as kind of getting a way to get your feet wet, get a taste of what this Free State Project thing is all about. But aside from that, he again asks, what is some advice that we might have is to not let the situation get to him. That's so tough because it does seem to be getting worse. I mean, if you pay attention to the news, and maybe that's an idea, just turn yourself off from the news to where you won't be getting all this bad news to bring you down. Because there's just not much good stuff to report out there. We try. When we come across something good, we'll certainly bring it up. I wish there was more of it, though. So maybe just disconnecting a little bit from that and focusing more on, as he said, he works out, he's raising a 14-year-old girl. Maybe focus more on the things that are more important to you as you get your life in order and perhaps move towards your intention of actually getting active and making a stand for liberty.
Yeah, it used to be that before I had a solution, sometimes I would just unplug from the news completely,
And what good does it do you?
To unplug.
Listening to the news.
The news is worthless stuff.
Right.
We're sort of a newsy current event show, and sometimes
I think we're an issues show, Mark.
Yeah, issues show. And sometimes you need to step away from the show for a little while. I know that that's it can be tough, and I think that if you're doing the few things that we recommend, like sign up for the Free State Project, go to the downsizedc.org, sign up for their updates. you know, that pretty much that you're doing what it takes, and you can step away for a little while, take a breather, and then come back.
1-800-259-9231. I've got a relevant quote from Martin Luther King that I think is poignant here, and I'll share that here in moments. And you can chime in as well if you've got suggestions for Denny as to how not to get depressed in this, well, arguably depressing situation in this country.
Race over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitors' paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the Ultimate Beach Party, featuring bikini contests, rod-eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with us and our listeners. Over 2,000 people there. Over 325,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. So we were, again, reading an email from a listener who was bummed out, as he describes it. He is 34 years old. He's raising a 14-year-old girl. He's a very busy guy, but he considers himself a positive individual. But he's finding it, despite his positive mindset, he's finding it difficult to stay positive when he's just getting barraged with all this negative news about the rise of the police state and the loss of freedoms in America. And, Mark, you suggested taking a break from the show, but I don't think we're that negative of a show. While we might bring a negative news story
up. I don't think the show's negative, but some of the subject matter, you know, dealing with cops and, you know, how they're not doing their thing, and bureaucrats and, you know, how they're, you know, liars and cheats. And
I'd
all
say there's
stuff.
A lot of positive stuff on this show because we usually give solutions for these problems, and we also we talk about things that aren't related to issues. We talk about ways to make your life better. So we understand that that the world is a awful place because of all these governments, but you still have a life to live, and it should still be full of as much happiness and pleasantry as possible. And so in many cases, we will do self-help segments on this show, which I find very useful. So I don't recommend tuning out at all. But we'll be here if you come back, of course. So if you've got suggestions for Denny as to how he can stay away from depression and stay positive, even with the rise of the police state and the loss of freedoms, we'd love to hear your suggestions. Obviously, the Free State Project is our number one suggestion, but staying positive in your own life and finding things to keep yourself busy with are other things as well. Don't spend all of your time harping on liberty when you can be, you know, again, working out, you can be doing things that that make you happy, watching movies, whatever it is that you like to do. Just don't get lost in that either, because then you'll be completely useless to the movement. So there's a delicate balancing act that I think that everyone should be engaged in.
One thing you can be sure of is that we're not going to get freedom next year. No matter
the
Free State Project or
Ron Paul
other
gets
solution,
elected, it's not going to help either.
We're not. So it's a long-haul kind of situation.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So hunker down and prepare. And let me share a quote before we go to the phones from Martin Luther King. And I actually picked this up from the Liberty Dollar newsletter, which came out today from Bernard von Nothaus. He slipped this in at the very end, and I thought it was quite appropriate. Martin Luther King, especially considering what we talked about last night, civil disobedience and non-participation, non-cooperation with the government, and people that say, well, I'm not ready for that yet. And that's fine. Everybody's got their time. They've got their line in the sand. They've got what time is appropriate for them to get active and take that next step. And here's what Martin Luther King had to say. Quote, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it political? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor political nor popular, but one must take it simply because it is right. I like that. Let's go to the phones.
Good.
You bring up anything. We talk to Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hello, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Yesterday now here was February the 29th.
It is. It is leap year. Correct.
Yeah, and so it occurred to me, why is it we don't celebrate it more? It only happens once every 4 years.
It does certainly seem to be an excuse to party. Certainly people will use whatever excuse they want to party.
Well, yes, and the fact that this is quite a dreary time of year in the Northern Hemisphere, and it seems a good excuse to have a party.
So is that what you're doing?
Nope. but it just seemed to me that you have Easter and Christmas every year, and the 29th of February only happens every 4 years. And I'm surprised atheists actually haven't seized the 29th of February for their own, because the reason we have February the 29th is because we know that the Earth revolves around the sun.
Right.
And, of course, you know, once upon a time, religious types said that was heresy to say that.
It's a good point.
And, you know, it is proof to say that science managed to prove otherwise.
So what would you want to celebrate? Science on the 29th? What would the point of the party be?
I think so. But, you know, scientific progress. Yes?
Hey, I'm all for it, man. I like science. I'm definitely in favor of science. It makes our world a hell of a lot better and easier to understand. So, by all means, and you only have to celebrate it once every 4 years, which means it's extra special, right? It's four times as special.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking. Anyways, one other thing, I was going to suggest, have you thought about having an affiliate program for your store?
Oh, like where you would send in referrals and get a percentage?
Yeah.
It's a neat idea. I don't know if we have enough profit margins. I mean, we're not making a whole lot of money at the store at the very moment, so I don't know if our store manager is willing to really cut up what we're making, because basically the store is split between he and I, whatever profits do come in, and I haven't seen a dime of it yet. So
You hear that the old marchster gets cut out of this deal, right?
Yeah, you got nothing, I'm afraid, my friend, but... Yeah, I don't know. Contact Johnson, the store manager, and see what he says to that. I don't know if we have the infrastructure but that's certainly something maybe for down the line, maybe after we get so many orders we can't handle them anymore.
I just thought it might be something you should think of. And one final thing, I was just watching an old Batman episode, and I hate the 60s TV series of Batman because that's not Batman for me, but I didn't realize how statist it was.
What do you mean?
Well, there was a bit where he pulls into a parking space, and Robin goes, "Oh, we don't have to pay for the meter. You know, no one's gonna ticket Batman." And Batman goes, "We must pay. Our money goes to the city and to provide better services for us all."
Oh, gosh. What a bunch of nonsense and rubbish. Thanks for the call, Ziggy. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of traffic tickets and parking meters, I've had an issue recently. We got ticketed for parking at a parking meter and not paying the meter. And I've since written something to the ticket bureaucracy here. And the claim that this money goes to some grand cause is just nonsense.
Right.
Because
it's no grander cause than your taxes do, and that grand cause is basically, you know, letting the politicians waste your money again and again.
But even if it was going to, like, the general fund, then you can at least make the claim that it was going to, you know, help feed some poor people somewhere. But it doesn't. As I understand it, I could be wrong, I haven't done real deep digging on this, but as I understand it, at least around here, the ticket bureau, the parking enforcement bureau, doesn't even cover its own costs with the amount of money that they take from everybody parking downtown Keene.
So there's no point in these shiftless bureaucrats.
They're in the red. Yeah, they can't even cover the amount that it costs to pay the bureaucrats and repair the vans and buy their equipment. They don't even break into the black. So, it's not doing anything. It's just another wasted bureaucracy.
Well, it's preventing people from parking in those parking spaces.
1-800-259-9231. I parked there. Anyway, I'll read my letter to the ticket bureau here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened. What happened? And how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives. We give it all to you for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Enjoy ours free. FreeTalkLive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at FreeTalkLive.com. That is SACL CAI. I'll get to the story about the parking ticket here in a moment. But let's go to the phones first. Nanette is on the line waiting patiently in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nanette.
Hi there.
Hey.
I spoke to you guys yesterday.
Yes.
About the Ron Paul house and the whole mortgage thing.
Right.
And, you know, I have to mention to the guy who was saying, how do you keep from being depressed? I think the solution is you have to do something about it. Because
like
until you get into action, you have nothing to do but sit there and stew over all the horrible things that are happening. And I'm very active down here. I'm a meetup organizer. I've, you know, done the house painting thing. We do, I was out block walking today. And that's the only thing that keeps me sane. You
That's
just
a great
have
point.
To keep, you have to do something.
I hesitated to suggest that he get active because having been involved in the Libertarian Party, for instance, it has been more of a depressing. I think being involved with them has been very depressing in a way because they don't seem to get anything done. But I would say if there's a Ron Paul meetup group nearby you, that might be a great idea to get together with some people that are really taking life by the reins, or at least this election by the reins, and doing something about it. And I think that's an excellent suggestion. Get active.
The Ron Paul meetups are an excellent place, and I'll tell you what he will find if he does that. That he's found himself a new community and a new home and a new group of people where he doesn't have to feel so afraid. Because I can tell you, you mentioned earlier Liberty Dollar getting raided.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got raided, we were concerned about our RCO here. And I called a few meetup people, and they all said, we'll do whatever we have to do. Go to the guy's house and camp out for the next 3 months if that's what we have to do. You should tell us what you need, Nanette. And now that this scenario has happened with my home, my mortgage company wanting to reinvest my home because I painted Ron Paul on it,
mm-hmm.
I've seen people from the Revolution offering their help in this thing. So what happens is when you get with these Ron Paul meetup groups, you find out that you have a community there, a group
of friends.
Right,
you're no longer alone, or at least you don't feel alone anymore.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
So important.
And it makes the world a less scary place.
That's excellent. And you know what, also, we've been talking recently about, I've been encouraging people to do civil disobedience, but we also talked last night that, you know, not everybody's ready to put it all on the line. Not everybody's ready to fly out from underneath the radar. And joining a Ron Paul meetup group or getting involved in some other liberty form of activism in your area is one way that you can get involved and do something and feel good without having to necessarily risk your house, though you didn't think you were risking your house, and you ended up risking your house.
Well, I kind of knew that this would be a controversial thing. We know the establishment doesn't want anybody, you know, opening their mouth or expressing themselves. Or,
sure, but who would have thought that they were
utilizing their rights?
Who would have thought they'd come after your mortgage for that? So sometimes you don't know that you're risking it all, but generally these things can be pretty safe. Going on the side of the road,
the
holding
Ron
a sign,
Paul
for
meetups,
instance.
Yeah, the Ron Paul meetups, absolutely. It's very anonymous. You can give people your meetup name, whatever meetup name you have, and that's perfectly fine. You can stay as anonymous as you want, and you'll meet a group of friends that are good, upstanding American citizens that you'll want to be with, and I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. I have never once gone to a Ron Paul event and not come away happy, and I have gone to a few where I was under stress, I was under pressure, I was not happy, I was having a bad day, a bad week, whatever. I didn't want to go, but maybe I had committed to or somebody talked me into it at the last minute. And every time that has happened, I've been like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I went. Boy, was that great. What a fabulous time. What a great group of people. Man, I'm glad I didn't miss out on that.
Yeah. And then about your house. I'm sorry, about your house. I wanted to. I was thinking about it today, and
sure.
You know, one way to put pressure on organizations, be it the homeowners association. I don't know if they'd be as good at this as the bank. But one way to put pressure on banks is to have people call, especially if you can get news organizations, if you can get a news story, news story about your house and that kind of thing. The bank,
right.
It could be turned into a real sob piece. If you can talk to a reporter, and not only can they say, look at this, what this woman's done with her house,
and here's this evil
bank,
company.
And the bank is coming after them. Yeah. Nobody likes banks.
Well, not only that, I was a Rita evacuee, and I had to buy this house with my own money, not FEMA money, and I didn't get the year or two of assistance. I've had to pay this all myself and do my own remodel and rebuild my company. And then they want to take my house away because they don't like how it's painted.
Well,
so, I mean, you know.
It's hard for them to look like good guys doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I like what you're saying here, Mark. Bring as much attention to this issue as you possibly can, especially with local news. And if you can't get the local TV station or radio station involved, be your own news coverage. Call in and say, you know, you've got a blog and that you want to cover this story for the blog. I mean, it might not be as persuasive to the company, but again, if enough people call in and they feel like they're getting unwanted attention.
If they get 20 people to call, they're going to change their tune right quick.
There's probably 20 people to go to the Ron Paul meetup.
I've been on this phone since this ordeal happened, so at least my phone company is going to love me this month. But I did talk to John Stattmiller today over at Republic Broadcasting. He said, fax me that paper. I got to see this. I'm going to call this guy. Who does he think he is? And I said, great. I'll be happy to do that. Fax it right over to him. I did call all three of my local stations here in town, their news organization,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I hit them with the angle of I'm a Rita evacuee, and I've, you know, rebuilt my life over here, or at least I'm trying to, and here's what happened. And
how was it received?
You know, they, with moderate interest. I mean, it's not like they said we're grabbing a camera in right now and on our way over.
It seems to me like it'd be a great story from a visual standpoint, because yeah. they can get all kinds of B-roll of the actual mural on the side of your house. Maybe they just haven't seen it yet. Maybe you need to get a reporter's email address and email them the YouTube video so they can actually see how visual this is, because I think it's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Even if you did your own YouTube report, you know, it does get out there. A lot of people see that stuff.
Great point. Nanette, good luck. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the suggestions for Denny, and I'm sure he appreciates it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula?
Hi, hon. I'm here.
Hey.
There was something I wanted to say. What they're trying to do to her is really wrong.
It is.
Anyway, Ron Paul, his running mate, my cousin Jim Gibbs, he's the one that's getting the RFID stopped. He's got 33 states now that's got it stopped.
Gonna stop
anyway,
RFID. What does that mean, Paula?
That little chip, you know, that they want to give everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's got 33 states already got it stopped, made illegal. But anyway, he needs...
Meaning chipping people would be illegal?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, they're not going to make RFID illegal.
Anything. But anyway, the thing is, he does need some cash. I mean, he's traveling all over the country, you know, getting this. He's been working with our reps here, too. And, but anyway... you know, I thought I'd call and let people know, you know, that he does need, you know, some more cash. And
who is this? Your husband?
Yes, he's running with Ron Paul.
Who?
Jim Guest.
He's going to be Ron Paul's running mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if your prediction's right on that one, Paula.
Okay,
did you talk to Nostradamus about that?
Okay, he's state representative from Missouri.
Nostradamus, Paula?
No, Jim.
Yes?
Yes.
No? 3-7-2-6? Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You could take control of the airwaves.
Terrible to that nice old lady.
I wonder if she's going to spend any time figuring out what those numbers mean tonight. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free. For a limited time, just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you're enjoying the show, you'll like Free Talk Live, want to support us, then go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Everything from t-shirts to hats to hoodies and even things that don't have our logo on them, like the Free Marketeer design. You'll find that available in a flag format as well as a t-shirt. All of that and more. It's store.freetalklive.com. You'll learn also how you can get yourself a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker for nothing more than the cost of a self-addressed stamped envelope. I felt bad. Somebody sent me an envelope this week, Mark, but it didn't have a self-addressed stamped envelope in it. Just empty. I thought maybe he forgot to put the envelope in, or maybe he thought self-addressed stamped envelope meant send just an envelope. I don't know. It means you put a pre-addressed stamped envelope inside an envelope and send it to
me. It's one thing for us to give you a free bumper sticker. It's another thing entirely for us to go and write out another envelope and put a stamp on it, on it for you, too.
Right. So you've got to make it easy for me. That way I can just fold the bumper sticker, put it in there, and drop it in the mailbox. All right, so the details are all there at store.freetalklive.com, 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. It's Jeff in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, going once. Jeff in Indianapolis? Hello? We'll try putting him back on hold. Maybe we'll try him back. All right, so I said that I had written a letter to the local police department, the Bureau of Parking, who, as I mentioned earlier, they collect a lot of money from the parking meters around town here in our lovely Keene, New Hampshire, but it's actually not enough money to pay for the bureaucracy. So the whole bureaucracy is a wash.
Yeah, they're pointless. Not even a wash.
Well, it's in the what would the correct word?
In the red.
Yeah, it's in the red. So it's useless. Beyond useless.
If it was a wash, then they'd be breaking even.
Good point. And so what I've done here is I've taken a concept that actually a gentleman called in earlier this week about it. Rich in New Hampshire called in. He said he tried this over on the east coast of New Hampshire, And I'm giving it a try here now. And I mentioned, and this is again in response to an email we got yesterday suggesting that I'm always telling people to go out there and break all kinds of laws and be civilly disobedient all across the board. And I've never once said that.
That's not what he said.
He emailed me today suggesting that that I was demanding. He said I demanded that people go all across the board civil disobedience. And I've never suggested that. You should pick your battles. You should do what's right for you. Find the ones that the issues that you find most important and focus there. Anyway, so we were talking yesterday about how I've disobeyed several federal, a handful of federal laws, certainly income tax, Social Security, marijuana. Then there's the local ones, and this is really my first local one that I'm breaking out of the box here on. Feeling a little bit more confident, I guess. Wanted to give this a try and see how it works out. The idea, the concept here, is that I never agreed to follow these laws in the first place. My name is not on the dotted line. I did not sign an agreement with any government agency to obey their laws. And actually, they tried to get me. They tried to get me to sign that agreement. When I registered to vote, there was a paragraph in there that said that
I'll obey all the laws.
Yeah, that I'll obey all of the laws. Well, I crossed that paragraph right out and put initials by it and then signed the voter application. And sure enough, they noticed, because they sent an investigator out to my house to ask me questions about it. Now that I know better, I won't be opening the doors for any more coppers. But I did talk to this one guy, and he asked me why I did that. Why did I cross out the paragraph that said I would obey all of New Hampshire's laws? And I answered very succinctly that, well, it seems to me ludicrous, the idea that I could possibly even know what those laws are.
Did you ask him how many laws there were in New Hampshire?
I didn't get smarmy with them.
That would be really great, because you know these people that expect you to obey all the laws don't even know how many there are. Not only can they, of course they can't tell you all the laws.
Right.
There's so many out there you couldn't possibly know them.
He didn't really have anything to say back to me after I pointed that out to him, and the conversation ended up ending. Anyway, so that's the concept here, and so they gave me a parking ticket earlier this week, and so I wrote to the bureau, and I actually hand-delivered this. I'll tell you about that in a moment, but the letter says, I'm going to post this in its entirety at freekeen.com a little bit later, probably this weekend, so you can see it there. It says, I'm writing an acknowledgement of the receipt of a City of Keene parking ticket number, blah, 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 and then my car and tag number and the date it was issued, demanding the amount of $5. It's not my intention now, nor has it ever been my intention to defraud anyone. If, in fact, I owe such an amount to your agency, I will pay it. To prove that I am, in fact, bound to such an obligation, please provide the following. Evidence of the valid original contract with my signature binding me to said obligation. Unless I receive evidence as noted above within 10 business days of the receipt of this response, I shall assume that there's no contractual authority for your agency to demand such a fine, and that I'm not obligated to pay any fine with no legal repercussions for any perceived failure to do so. For your convenience, and as a show of good faith, I'm including a prepaid return envelope so as to make your response as simple as possible. Just wanted to make it easy for him.
Yeah. You know what? See, this is...
One more line. Please note that any correspondence is subject to being posted on the blog at freekeen.com. Sincerely, my name and address.
God bless you, and I hope all the best for you, pal. And I want to know what happens.
I really do. I don't know what's going to happen.
And I understand you're just experimenting.
Yeah.
But if I was the bureaucrat who got this, it'd be, I'd write across your letter, because we're the government and you're not. We've got the guns and you don't. Now pay up, Sonny.
Yeah.
Put it back in your little envelope. Send it off to you.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they responded by towing my car and confiscating.
Well, they're not going to tow your car over one ticket, not here in Keene.
Well, I'd have to get another few tickets, I guess, for that to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to charge me more and more as time goes on.
I don't think so. Now, actually, usually with a ticket, what you get is a delinquent, you get one delinquent fee with a parking ticket. With a parking ticket, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And so you'll probably go from $5
to $45.
It goes
up that high.
Jumps up to $45.
It goes like $25 and then $45.
Okay, great. And then you'll never get anything else, anything raised after that. You can go for years and it'll only be $45.
But what if you get a bunch of tickets? You get 20 tickets.
Then you'll get towed. or you'll get a boot. You get the boot.
Well, we'll see what happens. And, of course, I'll give you the updates as they come in. And that's one of the reasons why I chose this issue to experiment with this consent objection.
It's certainly a light sentence.
So you cannot claim I'm not engaging in civil disobedience. I would like to do more, but I'm not financially able to do more. One of these days, I'd like to do a little marijuana civil disobedience. Coming up here in the next month or so, there's going to be an opportunity to do some gambling disobedience. And I believe I might be able to participate at that point, but I've got to make sure I've got everything in order, because I don't want, you know, to have to go away to a jail cell and then leave Julia having to pay bills that she might not necessarily be able to pay. So you got to make sure you've got your ducks in a row before you engage in things like this. But once you do have all that set, then make a stand, because somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Let's try Jeff one more time. In Indianapolis, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I have a question about what you guys were talking about yesterday with Ed and Elaine Brown's takedown and arrest.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about, or you were saying how what happened to them was really horrific. And I had a question about that. Why should I feel so bad for them? Because they knew, and we know, the danger of not paying the taxes the IRS demands.
So you don't feel bad when people get victimized by violent thugs?
I would agree that what happened, like the way they were taken down with the violence and the, the fake friend or whatever that came out, that was really, typical of what you expect to see from the government. And I feel bad that they're, in prison, but I don't feel it was horrific. And,
well, it's not horrific. Jeff, it's not horrific because it happens every day. Now, do you think that paying income tax is a form of slavery and therefore wrong?
I'm on the fence on that.
Okay. That's the area that we have to get clear. Now, first off, 13th Amendment says that the government can't be a slave or, can't be forced in involuntary servitude, right?
Right.
Okay, so if I have to fill out their paperwork every single year, am I in involuntary servitude? Assuming I don't want to do it.
You could say that, yes. I suppose.
Okay, great. So now we're clear that it's slavery.
That's slavery, yeah.
Now, I've made my point. Now, it's not really big slavery. I'll give you that. But then when you add in the fact that they take 50 cents on every dollar, that's just the feds, by the way, 50 cents on every dollar that I earn, then you're starting to get into the area of serfdom. But we can leave that alone and just make the point that it's involuntary servitude. Now, we see it every day. If you were seeing, some other kind of horrific activity happening every day, it's not horrific anymore. I mean, in the Middle East, when somebody gets their head chopped off, it's a great thing. It's not horrific to them.
I have to disagree with that. I think it's horrific every single time. Just because you've become desensitized to it doesn't make it any less horrific. And I think it's horrible. Not necessarily that... that they were, I think it's awful that deception was used to bring these people down, but I think the most horrible part is that they've been taken away from their lives as free people, able to run their lives in how the way that they want. They've been just plucked right out of that and placed in a jail cell. That's what's horrible, but I want you to have the chance to respond here, so hang on. We're going to bring you back in hour number two, if you don't mind. 800-259-9231, because I like challenging calls.
Jeff's doing good. He's handling himself.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.